My friends, welcome to another episode of Bipolarity. If this is your first time, I'm your host, Cass Eugene. I'm one of the founders of the Bipolar Society, and I have my own LLC, Legatum Link, that focuses on life coaching, but I also suffer bipolar disorder. So I felt it was very important to create a community aspect towards our healing, right? Create a group, create a challenge, do these things. So the Bipolar Society has created the hashtag Bipolar Power Challenge. If you go to Instagram, look me up, Cassologist, or look up Journal, the number 2, Journey. This is from Bethany. She was on the podcast before. We have collaborated together to make sure that we have a fully engageable month-long challenge. If you've missed some days, it's May 5th right now. If you miss some days, you can always go back and repost because we do want to get a chance to know you. So I've missed some days. People in my camp have missed some days because unfortunately life doesn't stop. Though we worked supremely hard to get a challenge going, one of my cohorts, she lost a coworker at the job, and it was really tough for her. I hit a crisis moment in the family. It's really tough, but it's this sense of community that actually helps someone with bipolar disorder. It helps so much, and we're going to talk about that today. Also today, we're going to talk about a few of the days that I missed. So we're going to talk about some bipolar frequently asked questions. I have one in particular I really want to get into. We're also going to talk about stopping the stigma today. For those of you who are not up to date on your millennial terms, stigma is that thing where it's basically a stereotype that is placed on the mental health community. How to break free from those stereotypes. We're going to talk about that today. And lastly, we're going to support systems. You can't have community without talking about your support systems. So I have some very interesting takes on those things. So let's get right into it. Now, typically, especially if you listen to the Bipolar Chatterbox, that was a really experimental kind of podcast season for me. I was doing a lot of working with different music producers, getting different sounds and stuff like that. So we have a really cool approach. And I didn't want to release all that stuff early. I don't want to release things earlier than they should be. So right now, we're just having a quiet chat. And let's start this quiet chat off with something that's bipolar, frequently asked about bipolar disorder. And I get all kinds of questions. What causes bipolar to develop? What are some common symptoms? Is there more than one type of bipolar disorder? For one, yes, there is. I will tell you that bipolar disorder comes in a few flavors. You have your bipolar 1, you have bipolar 2, you have what they call cyclothymia, or now they call it mixed moods, and you have something called bipolar disorder not otherwise specified. So I want to talk towards this really quickly, because a lot of people want to know if they're bipolar, or some people will say, yeah, I'm bipolar, but they won't know which end of the spectrum that they're on. So the treatments are very different. Bipolar type 1, that's your mania. You have more episodes of mania with or without a swing into depressive episodes. So if you're not facing depression all the time, yet you're reading a bipolar 2 workbook like I was for a few years, I was really good at taking care of depressive symptoms, but my manic symptoms were like haywire, and I couldn't figure out a reason why this book wasn't helping me. Big part was because I was looking at the wrong diagnosis. I was looking at the wrong type. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, anyone in their life will probably touch some level of sadness or depression. So to study these things is always good to do. However, when you know your different type, we know if you're type 1, type 2, or whatnot, it really helps out. Medications are different. I was on this medication called Vraylar. I call it the Rolls Royce of mental health medication. And that's because I'm type 1, and for manic symptoms, that bad boy was amazing. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that well for my body, so I had to make some adjustments to my medicine plan. But if you was bipolar too and you took Vraylar, you might not think it was the Rolls Royce. You feel me? So knowing the different types of bipolar does help. When I was first diagnosed, it was in the Navy, and they diagnosed me as cyclothymia. And that's kind of like just a pattern of switching between like mild mania, mild depression, but it lasts like for at least a year. See, so like a lot of times you're going to be diagnosed with things, the clinician, the psychotherapist, or whoever's talking to you, they'll be asking you questions, and a lot of it bases off of how long have you experienced certain symptoms. But when it comes to frequently asked questions on bipolar disorder, the biggest one I get, is it possible to live a normal life with bipolar disorder? Man, I could start with saying what is normal, but we're not going to, I'm not going to insult your intelligence on that one today. We're just going to say it depends on what your definition of normal is. For some people, living an emotionally stimulating life that's normal, that may not be a life that you can live being bipolar. I'm talking about going to concerts, doing all kind of things without mental health regulation. Like, that's what I consider not being normal. Let me clear that up. So if I was to go to concerts, if I was to go to plays, art museums, I'm just thinking about things that induce emotions, right? If I was to just be surrounded in this, maybe I was like a fashion designer or in the modeling or the acting industry where emotions are like right at the forefront of everything that you do. If you do not regulate, I feel that you cannot live a normal life with bipolar in one of these areas of life. But if you do regulate, if you do medicate, if you do your lifestyle changes, your meditation, your mindfulness, keeping to a schedule, sleeping and working wise, if you do these things, take care of your body, if you do these things and you live in the emotionally charged areas of our society, I feel you can live a whole happy and normal life. Now, once you start to slip, that's when things start to become abnormal. All right. And that's when I want to kind of switch this to a talk about stigma. All right. And before we start talking about stigma, I want you guys to realize that everything that we're talking about today all relates to the greater bipolar society. All of it. Whether you're brand new, you just got diagnosed, or you've been in this bad boy for a while, you've been 40 plus years and you've been making it. We all have advice to give. We all have things we can learn. So learning to stop the stigma is something that I believe is massively important for the bipolar community. The reason why I started this bipolar power challenge in the first place was because I found it very hard to find my support groups. You know, we have a pandemic, so you can't physically go to one. Luckily, I was already kind of keyed into a few of them on like Facebook, and I had some bipolar groups, things of that nature. But I had a manic episode probably about 3 weeks ago, and I cut my Facebooks. I think maybe like a month ago. I cut my Facebook, Instagram. I didn't want to be in that social sphere. It was toxic to me at the time. But that also meant I was cutting off my community. Because to be honest, one of the things about stigma and bipolar disorder is that we're going to suffer in silence. Stigma, again, goes right back to that area of prejudice and just having preconceived notions of a person based off of their mental health status, their race, so on and so forth. I bring race into this because being a black bipolar man is a lot different than being, you know, maybe a Hispanic bipolar woman. We have different challenges. And so because of that, I can't speak to every single person. You know, but I can speak to some overall things. And because of that, we're going to do a giveaway today. We're going to touch more about that later at the end of this episode in a few minutes. But we have a giveaway. Got a few steps for you. And essentially, the giveaway is from Legatum Link LLC. You're going to receive 1 hour of life coaching from me truly. Yours truly. from your boy. You're going to get 1 hour of life coaching, okay? And at the end of that hour, you will have a fully defined personal statement, which is something that you can look and it's like your overall roadmap for your life, like your mission statement for who you are. Essentially, you will learn how to put your beacon in the sky. So whenever you're lost, if you're in the thick trees, if you're lost to sea, wherever you are in the world, wherever you are in your mind, you can always look up and see what your true north and where your new direction or where your direction needs to be headed. You will have that. So stay tuned for the giveaway. We'll talk about that later. But I wanted to offer that because the stigma of bipolar means we're suffering in silence. I don't want us to suffer in silence. So therefore, I've made my dream, which was, I'm already kind of a dramatic person, but my dream was to build the bipolar society. And it's eventually going to be a building when the world opens back up and all the services and the people and the just everything that we amass will be centralized, okay, into one place. So if you have bipolar disorder and you get diagnosed, and something that the therapist or maybe the mental hospital that they gave you, maybe a resource that they gave you didn't work out so well, you now know you have another place where you can get some more resources. That's the Bipolar Society. So go to Facebook, look up the Bipolar Society. It is a closed group. You gotta answer a few questions. No, we just wanna make sure our members feel safe to talk about their mental health in a way that is open, that is not censored, and is also not judged. Not everyone is at a place in their life where they've overcome the stigma in their families. Some people can't even discuss that. Some people have work and they can't even discuss their mental health issues yet because they're still living through some elements of the stigma. And some elements of the stigma do hold us back. They do hold us back. If your job knows that you're bipolar and they want you gone, you know, like that could be a tool that they use against you. So when it comes to stopping the stigma, you must first understand the stigma. And see, later on in this month, particularly on the 23rd, the prompt for that day is called clinical studies. On that day, I'm going to pull out the heavy books. I mean, my library is full of books. I have all kinds of studies that I've been going through. I have different people who want to speak on this. So we're going to touch on stigma and the bipolar facts. We're going to get into some really heavy stuff later, but we're just starting light right now. Okay. And the reason why we're starting light is because I want you to find your support system. Community is nothing without support. Have you ever felt like you was part of a community and nothing in the community was for you? Like maybe you moved into like a new neighborhood, or maybe you was in a new school, or maybe you went to a new job somewhere, or you joined the military, you went to a new duty station or something, but it just seemed like, yes, this is a community, but there's nothing there for me. Well, if you have some sort of support system, all of a sudden the resources of that community now include you. Here's an example. A few days ago, shit hit the fan for me. Shit hit the fan. The only thing that kept me moving was my support system. The only thing. For me, I had it defined ahead of time. So when a crisis happens, I was able to contact the right people. If you don't have anyone in your circle right now, you have some built-in support systems, because I'm guessing a lot of people listening are in America, you know, but we have the Veteran Crisis Line. If you're in Georgia, we have the Georgia Crisis Line. I'm pretty sure most of the states have their own crisis lines, but like if you're in a situation and you're just really emotional and you cannot make a decision, you feel like everything that you're going to do next is going to be in the wrong direction or is going to hamper or hurt your progress, you can call one of these numbers. Now, if you, you know, stay active in the Bipolar Society, if you post up, you know, one of the beautiful avenues of these online groups was that I would see people mimicking or echoing problems that I've had like years ago that I solved years ago, but it's brand new for them right now. And being able to reach out to them and telling them, hey, you know, that medication, it works well, actually, if you give it like 2 more weeks, you know, try that out first. Or, hey, you know, that symptom that comes with that medication, yeah, I get it. Yeah. Try, you know, eating with your meals. Try eating these foods in the morning. You know, like just the smallest things can really help us to move and grow in our lives. So I want to help you grow and move in your life. So we come to the portion of the podcast where, as part of the bipolar society, all of the companies that would be attached to it, they want to give their services back to the community. We're working on a business model now to where the bipolar society can subsidize, say, for Legatum Link. It can subsidize the actual cost of a life coaching session for someone who's in crisis. I'd rather, you know, help you out for free, but I still got to get paid. So we're working on the model now to where the bipolar society takes care of that. For those of you who know, I do my Cast Lab creations. These are my bracelets that I created. All of them have life coaching lessons in them. You can find that, you know, on my Facebook, my Instagrams, or at legatumlink.com. But right now, I want to talk about this giveaway. Okay? To be able to win today's challenge, you must do three things. First thing, you must go to the Bipolar Society on the Facebook group. You must post how community helps in your life. I think that's pretty simple. When I was a young man in the military, we had something called the Liberty Center, sponsored by the USO. So while I'm brand new into a new state, and I have no idea what to do here or anything, there is a center that I know I can go to and get all the resources for the fun things to do in town, cheap places to eat, where the movie theater is. I can play some video games, get on the computer. You got phones, all kind of stuff. How community helps in your life. Post that at the Bipolar Society, and then it's going to lead you to step two, where I want you to like someone else's response. This is how we start to build solidarity. If you was in a group session and someone told you something and it was awesome, you could just do like a little head nod, maybe they clap, maybe they say cool or something. But in a digital form, the silence does affect people when they don't see people clicking. So for my other members, it's not that important for me, but for my other members, I would like for them to see that they have engagement with the society as well. So step one, post how community helps in your life. Step two, like someone else's response. And number three, share the post that I put up on the Bipolar Society with this podcast. Share that post. That post will have all of these rules on there. That post will have, of course, you know, the podcast, but it will also be at the Bipolar Society in a way that people who want to listen to this message can hear it. You don't have to, hey, I heard about this podcast and they have a hard time finding it. No, simple and easy. Just share the post that you find in the Bipolar Society. Share that post, send me a screenshot. First person to do all three things, you get 1 hour of life coaching, and I will announce that winner tomorrow. Tomorrow, my friends, tomorrow is the 6th. It'll be Wednesday the 6th. And we have another topic. It's going to be, I'm kind of doing a off the cuff kind of thing right now, but I don't want to give away tomorrow's topic because like it has a lot of juicy information with it. So just stay tuned, guys. We're going to get to it tomorrow. But for right now, the community is here for you. The Bipolar Society is here for you. But it's not just for you. It's for people like me as well. This has been Cass Eugene. You've been listening to Bipolarity. And guys, together, we can change the stigma from within. Thanks for letting me share.